This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
In a world where content creation is often glamorized, the reality behind the screen can be far more complicated. From navigating online criticism to building a sustainable career in a small market like Ireland, creators face unique challenges that audiences don't always see. Today, I'm joined by Rebecca Gallagher, known online as Rebecca Rose Reality. She was on the show previously speaking about her experience with the Leave Insert. Today, though, we're diving into her experience of being a content creator in Ireland, the impact of online behaviour, and why community among creators matters now more than ever. Rebecca, welcome back to the show. You have built an incredibly strong presence online. What does the day-to-day reality of content creation in Ireland actually look like behind the scenes?
So it's definitely different for every creator and it depends what you're posting. But for me, I do get ready with me. So I'd be doing my makeup whilst I speak, or I do advice videos, or I've started branching out and making videos with my friends so they'd help me record or just do it when we're out and about. But I feel like it's not that great at the moment, like the environment of content creation, especially in Ireland, because everyone kind of knows everyone. And so if you post online, whether you have 1,000 followers or 100,000 followers, people are going to know who you are. So that can lead to a lot of you being laughed at by, I don't know, friends, people in the streets, people in college or school, which I've experienced myself multiple times. And I didn't realize before becoming friends with people in the industry that this is like really normal. And it's really sad as well, because it's like, it's kind of, some people have it as a job, some people have it as a hobby, sometimes it's a bit of both. And it's just like, you're creating stuff. I don't know why we need to drag people down. And then as well as being made fun of, I feel like people can get the wrong impression of you and think they know you and have kind of like a parasocial relationship with you based off of just what you post and think, oh, I know everything about them because they post online.
They nearly see your digital form and your digital footprint, and you're judged solely on that. And that does seem to be a big thing with content creation. It's interesting how you've said as well, like this happens to a lot of content creators that they're getting
everyone. And the comments that I see under some people's posts are like disgusting, genuinely.
I know that the range in harshness, they can be that level of absolute disgusting nature, or they can just be annoying, really out of touch comments. Either way, how have you learned to deal with the negativity? What impact can it have on a creator?
So for me, it doesn't impact me as much as it would impact other people, because I think I have quite thick skin. And like before I posted online, I've had people saying stuff to me, as many people do. So it's not really anything new, but I just kind of try and ignore it. But I kind of look into why someone would be saying stuff like that, because like at the end of the day, if you're going out of your way to say something nasty, like you're not happy or confident in yourself, or you've got stuff going on, in my opinion, like no one who's like fully happy and everything good is going on is gonna go see some random person online and be like, oh, I hate you, or just something like that. Like I've had people who have been commenting on my posts since I started every single day saying something negative, and at that point I just blocked them because it's like crazy.
Wow, like every day, you know? That's really every intense day. That's a lot to deal with. What is the biggest misconception about your job? Obviously, as you've touched on, Ireland, it's a smaller market in the content creation world. Like everybody knows everybody, no matter your follower count or whatever the situation is. Like, what are the biggest misconceptions people have about how difficult the job can be at times?
Well, so like if you're a content creator, and I'm not saying this for me, but I'm saying for people who've like huge followings and this is their job, like it is a 24/7 thing. Like you never stop. It's like if you want to be making like full proper money, like you can never stop. Like it's every single day without fail. Like you can't just take 2 weeks off randomly because people are gonna be like, oh, where did they go? And like brand deals and stuff, and you have to be very careful with like what you say online, because brands do look through your content. And like even if it's not posted from your account, if you have other people posting videos about me, like brands will see this, which I think a lot of people don't really realize. Like if someone's posting a lot about another content creator, that will also affect them. And like saying with like, I don't know, I think another misconception is that like they don't really like have any empathy or stuff, and they think they're above people. And I think that's just not true as well. Like people think if you post online, you think you're really cool. And like obviously there will be some people like that, but at the end of the day, we're all just people who just, some choose to post online, some don't. in my opinion.
Yeah, and it is a legitimate job, and it's a career that's taken off for so many people, whether it be a full-on career, a side hustle. Among creators then, there's obviously a lot of competition, but collaboration and support, as you've just mentioned. But why is it so important for creators to be supporting each other, especially in Ireland?
Well, we get hated on by everyone. Like, genuinely, like, everyone's like, oh, you post online. Like, not obviously not everyone, but there's a lot of negativity towards that. And I feel like if there's negativity among creators as well, it just, like, it's more isolating. Like, if you're posting online, it can be very isolating. Like, when I started, I definitely lost a lot of people who would have been my close friends. So they were just like, oh, why are you posting? And I'd just be like, oh, because I find it fun. I enjoy. Like, I'm not going to stop doing something that I want just because some people are like, oh, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? Like, even if it went nowhere, like, I still do it. So that's why I think it's so important that, like, people just back each other up. And I think it's really inspiring. Like, there's loads of content creators who I've been friends with on social media for, like, the past few months. And I just think, like, what they do is so inspiring, like, with social media and also building brands. And it's just, like, everyone should be positive, you know?
It's nice to keep a positive spin on it in such an intense environment and industry. What are some practical ways that creators can uplift and support one another rather than compete?
Well, I just think, like, if you see someone post, like, a really nice photo, just comment, like, oh, you're so pretty. Like, and I just think, like, speaking well about other people, because I think content creators don't realize, like, if you say something about a creator to another creator, it always gets back to them. Like, it always gets back. And it's just like, if a creator is getting hated on by people and they're also like, oh my God, all these creators hate me as well, it's just kind of making you feel bad about yourself. And I think no one needs to deal with that. Like, I think just everyone should, like, support. Like, if you see someone's having, like, a hard time online, either something bad happened to them or they're getting a lot of hate for no reason, like, just reach out to them, send a message. Like, it doesn't have to, you don't have to be their best friend, just show support.
Have someone's back when they're likely going through something similar at some stage, you know, in the industry themselves.
Yeah, because we all know what it feels like, and I just think it's really important to be there for people, even if, like, you don't agree with everything they post or, like, agree with whatever they're doing. Like, it's just important to show support, especially in Ireland, I think, because it's very difficult here.
It's such a small, it's a big industry in one way, but it's also smaller compared to other countries, and we have that Irish mentality.
Irish mentality is definitely there.
What would you say on the flip side to viewers or, like, your audience about being mindful and responsible when engaging with content online?
See, like, they genuinely forget that when they see content online, that's an actual person. Like, this person has feelings. You're not just, like, texting ChatGPT or, like, a robot online. Like, this person, like, when you, like, for example, like, people would always say stuff about my lips. They'd be like, oh, her lips are so small. Like, how do you think I felt when I was reading that? Do you know what I mean? Like, they just forget that what they say is actually impacting on another person. So I think just have more empathy and be more caring. And if you don't like what someone's posting, just scroll, or you can just block. You know, there's no need to leave some negative thing. And then also, like, if someone really doesn't like someone, they'll just make, like, whole videos about them. And I just think that's, like, ridiculous. Like, if you genuinely don't like someone, just, like, move on. There's no need to tear them down for no reason.
Looking ahead to the future in this business, it's constantly evolving, as we know. What changes would you like to see in this particular industry to make it a healthier online space for you and for people engaging with the content as well?
So I just think being more empathetic and showing more support is important, but also kind of just, like, letting people live and letting people do what they want. And if you genuinely hate someone, just keep that opinion to yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no need to be like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, there's just no need. And yeah, I get it. Not everyone's going to like everyone, but I think that, and maybe, like, there should be more, like, regulations about people who can just constantly say things, like, negatively all the time and then just get away with it. But it's also, content creators can do that as well, and people can be sneaky, I think, about it.
It seems to be, it's a rule that needs to be applied across the board to everybody so that we have the regulation. Actually, while I have you, Rebecca, what are your thoughts on a potential social media ban for under 16s? Because obviously I know you know that you're a lot older, not a lot older, but you are above that age.
I'm so old.
You're so old, and you're not even my age, so I wouldn't even worry about it. But obviously that's something that's been speculated about recently. What would your thoughts be on that, in your opinion?
Does that mean like Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, everything?
Yes. So in Australia, it's already been brought in that everything is banned for under 16s. I think that there's still access to the likes of WhatsApp and things like that, but, like, for the, if you want to have an Instagram profile, well, you have to be.
People are gonna hate me, but I think that would be one of the best things that people could do, because it's just like your phone zaps up so much of your time. Like, because most people don't like create anything on their phone. Okay, so they're just scrolling and scrolling. Like, instead of going outside, instead of meeting up with your friends, they're just in their rooms scrolling on their phone, texting people on Snapchat, and it's like a false sense of socializing, which just isn't the case. And I feel like they're such formative years. Like, I didn't get a phone until I was 13 because my parents were really, really strict about that. And, like, at the time, I was so annoyed. I was like, why am I the only person without a phone? Like, what the hell is going on here? But, like, looking back, it's actually the best thing they could have done for me. And it's kind of funny because they were like, you're always going to thank us for that. So I don't think it would be a bad idea. Like, maybe 16 is a bit extreme. Maybe, like, 14 or 15 would be better, in my opinion. But, like, I feel like they'd have to do 16 if they're doing that. I think it's a good idea. I'd be in support.
There's a lot of people that have your opinion. There are people on the other side of it, of course, as well. But it's interesting to get your point of view as someone who's in an industry where social media is like the most important thing for your job. So I do appreciate that. And speaking of social media,
I think a lot of content creators wouldn't want that to happen, because, like, not so much for me, because people who watch me are like kind of my age or in college or like the end of school, but a lot of content creators, like, their followers would be 12 or 13 year olds. So for them, it would be quite damaging to their kind of money making and their career online if it was to be implemented. Because, like, if a lot of your viewers are so young and suddenly they can't use social media, it's kind of like they've got no traction or anything, if that makes sense.
You're like losing your audience. Some of your audience.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But they would be, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Where can we find you on TikTok and Instagram and all the good places if we do want to follow along with you?
So on TikTok, it's Rebecca Rose Reality. And Instagram, it's Rebecca.Rose with like 4 E's and an underscore. It's a bit complicated, but
it's the only username left.
It was the only username.
Totally valid.
It's not ideal, is it?
No, do you know what? It is great. It is very catchy. And Rebecca, I am delighted you joined me on the show, and thank you so much for your views. And I'm sure we will catch up with you again.
Yeah, it was lovely speaking to you.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.